Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're in verse 6 now. Verse 6. Wherein you rejoice, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Peter is starting to deal now with the trial of our faith. And we don't really realize it maybe a lot of times, but we are to rejoice. We are to give thanks in everything. The Bible says rejoice when they speak all manner of evil against you, rejoice, because we're no greater than our captain, our Lord Jesus Christ, and He suffered, He was talked about, He was ridiculed, He was lied upon. And the main thing we need to realize in temptations, or in testings and trials, that we don't let them make us bitter, and that we don't let, because see, there's two people who win when you get bitter. Those who are bringing the temptations and the trials upon you and are persecuting you, they get satisfaction out of it. Secondly, the cause or Satan wins in the fact that he has a Christian defeated. And see, Satan can't defeat the redeemed. Ultimately, he knows we're sealed, our souls are going to heaven, we're secure in Christ. He knows he can't take that soul to hell, but he can try to get us in victory, get victory over things in our lives now, and if he uses other people. Now, we know a Christian can't, of course, be possessed by the devil or anything like that. The Holy Spirit lives inside. There's no room for Satan, but the influences, the temptations, and the old nature and all that's fighting against us, and then you bring other people into it who bring persecutions and trials and troubles to us, and see, they're winning when we get bitter and we don't rejoice. But he said, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. The word temptations there means to be tested, testings. And see, that's what our trials and temptations are testings. And I think about the things the Lord's allowed me to go through in my life, and you know, it's sad that times I've made a big fat F on the test. And I believe that the quicker we learn our lesson, maybe the quicker the test can be over. But if we're stubborn and hard-headed and give in to what the old man wants and don't understand and learn and grow through them, then maybe our testings last longer at times. I'm not for sure on that, but I'm kind of being led to believe that way. But he said, though now for a season. And I'm glad that, thank God, that temptations are testings. Like I said, that word temptation there has to do with being tested. Trials and tribulations, whatever word you want to use for it. See, it's just for a season. We right now are in the end of spring. We're roughly a month away or a little less from summer. And then, you know, you say, man, summertime, I like it, but I hate the hot, humid days, and they do sap the strength out of us, that's for sure. But those seasons don't last forever. You know, the way our seasons are roughly broken down, especially in Kentucky, and the way that where we're at geographically, we have four distinct seasons, and they usually last around 3 months each, and that gives us our 12-month year and our cycle. Well, I don't know, you know, our trials and testings don't last a certain amount of time, but I'm thankful that they all are just for a season. See, a season is a word that is used to describe a segment of time. And Peter was saying, "Now greatly rejoice, though now for a season." He's saying, listen, this temptation you're going through, the folks he's writing to, and then all that'll read it down through the ages, he's telling us that our temptation, our testing, is just for a season. one day that season will come to an end, and I praise the Lord for that. And we also ought to praise Him for what we learn through it. If need be, see, wherein you greatly rejoice. So we're to rejoice in our temptations. Remember, it's just for a season. If need be, ye are in heaviness of temptation, or in heaviness through manifold temptation. Manifold temptations, manifold testings. And see, it says, if need be. I tell you what, our temptations are a needful thing. Our testings are. You know, you think about in school, if you go and you do your homework, you do your quizzes, you do your studying, you read, you do the reports, but if you're never tested, you don't really know whether you've learned or not. And as we learn the Scripture and grow in grace, I think our testings, as we go through testings, how we react to them, how we deal with them, how we do that shows if we've been doing our spiritual homework or not. It shows if we're growing and progressing in the Word of God like we ought to be. And see, a test, you take a test in school and you fail that test. It makes you feel bad. You feel discouraged and feel like, you know, man, what's, you know, I messed up. I've done bad on this test, not done well on it. But it also reveals that you need to go back and study and try to learn what you weren't tested on. And when we fail our spiritual test, we ought to say, Lord, show me and help me learn that I cannot fail, and that I won't fail it the next time, but that I'll pass it with flying colors by your grace. Now, verse 7, that the trial of your faith, see, it's not the trial of somebody else's faith, but all of our faith will be tried. But it's more, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now, he compares here the trial of our faith to that of the trial and the testing and the fire that is applied to gold. You think about this a minute. The word trial here refers to how gold was refined by melting it down through intense heat. When you find gold in the rough, now we think of a gold necklace or a gold bracelet or a ring, and some people really like jewelry. I'm not, especially on men. Jewelry has no place on men. Men shouldn't wear it at all. But I'm not the person who gets really, jewelry just doesn't impress me a whole lot. It looks okay, but you know, but as we think about how it looks in the form when you buy a piece of jewelry of gold, it's far different from the shape that it came out of the ground in, I can tell you that. See, when gold is mined and it's come out, it'll have what they call, it'll be some stuff, I kind of compare it, it's called dross, but it'll look kind of like mold, and it'll just not be real pretty. But what they do is they put that gold in some kind of intense heat, in a furnace type thing, and it'll melt that mess off of it, all the stuff that come out that you don't want. And when it comes out as the finished product, it'll be, of course, it'll be molded and made into certain things, but as far as the way the color of it looks, it's refined through the fire. What does fire do to gold? The quality and the purity of the gold is determined by its testing. See, that word testing there, or trial, referred to the process of refining this gold. And see, gold is determined, the value of it is increased. If you had some gold here and it hadn't been refined and was just in its raw form, you know, the value is not near as much then as it is when it's refined and when it's molded and made into a piece of jewelry. Then that's when you really, it greatly increases the value of the gold. And when we are tried or tested by adversaries and by temptations and by testings and by fire, not maybe literal fire, but they are fire to our soul. They burn us. They hurt us. But I tell you what it's doing. It's melting the dross off of us. It's melting the things off of us that of pride and of self-will and things like that. It's just melting all that stuff off. it's melting it off that we might be more valuable. See, as far as more valuable to the service of God, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold. See, gold is made precious. It's made valuable through trials. And he said, but the trial of your faith is even more precious than this gold, that the trial that the gold must go through to be purified. Yours, the trial of your faith is much greater than that. Because gold perisheth. See, and our faith doesn't perish. Our souls don't perish that are in Christ, though it be tried with fire. You think about the times that the church was tried by fire and persecutions and the age of the martyrs and the government and Catholicism would persecute the Lord's church. They say what I've studied and looked at, men have through history, they'll very well tell you that the most pure times of the church when they were desiring holiness and godliness and wanting what God wanted was when they were going through the trials of persecution, the fiery trials. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, that's what we ought to do through our trials, is praise and honor and bring glory. That we might be found in that at the appearing of Christ. It would be a shame to go through our trials and our persecutions and our testings and not be made more valuable for the kingdom of God. See, that's what happened to the gold when it was tried. It was made more valuable. And we ought to be more valuable to the service of the Lord and to the things of God through our trials. They ought to make us better, not bitter. And it's so easy to get bitter, I'm telling you. But if bitterness is not worth it, it's not good, it defiles many, and life's too short to go through bitter. Just remember that when things come about, things you're done wrong, you're mistreated, just remember this, that God keeps a record, and vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And the judgment seat, if it's two people that are saved, both of them are really saved people, but things, you know, you do them wrong, they do you wrong, things are done, and the judgment seat will straighten all those things out. You can't straighten them out, and it's not our place to straighten them out. God will straighten it out, and things will be revealed at that day. Not as far as determining our salvation. That's already been determined here. And that's if you're at the judgment seat of Christ, it's not to determine your salvation. If you're there, you're saved. But rewards, and I think giving account of what sort of things we done and did for the Lord will be dealt with there. But see, the trial of our faith. Let me read that verse again. That the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. See, the gold's tried with fire, and your faith's going to be tried by fire. That faith might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Christ. See, as we go through the trials, we ought to still be praising Him. We ought to still be honoring Him and bringing glory to Him. That if we're alive at His coming, we would be found in such a state as that. And that would be a blessed thing. God bless you. Our time has come and gone this week. And we'll pick up next week in verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 1.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.